I haven't seen the place where I was born for years and years, continued Grandmother wistfully. Then they knew Grandmother was homesick, and why should she not be indeed? It was 60 years since she had left Naples as a bride, and in all that time there was no money that could be spared to take her home for a visit. If I had not bought the oxen last spring, began Hugo, but again Margarita shook her head. But if only they could send her, with one of the children to look after her, to spend a week or two with Uncle Tony and his family in Naples. But where would the money come from? It really couldn't be done. Next morning, when the children went to the spring with buckets to fetch water, they talked it over. Why, said Mario, it is the simplest thing in the world. Put the oxen to the cart and put Grandmother in the cart and presto, I'll drive her myself to Naples just as easy. Not at all, said Anina, who was practical. Where's the geography? Fiorella, the book lover, ran back to the house on nimble feet and got the geography. They gathered about the map of Italy eagerly. Alas, Naples was nearly, or quite, or even more than, 300 miles away, and the map between Florence and Naples was well sprinkled with mountains and snaky black rivers.